It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. The largest container ship ever to dock in North America is back in the Southland for a second visit. The French-made Benjamin Franklin arrived last week at the Port of Long Beach, and workers started unloading it on Friday, moving about 12,500 containers off of the giant vessel. The mammoth task of unloading the freight will be finished today. 5 days just to unload cargo containers from that one megaship. In past weeks, Dr. Husing has been talking about the changes that are going to need to happen in several segments of the shipping industry due to the advent of these new megaships. There's going to have to be more dredging of ports, not just in the United States, but around the world. There is going to be a need for new, bigger cranes to unload cargo from these new, taller ships. There's going to have to be a new cargo organization system to keep track of sometimes up to twice as many cargo containers per ship that are coming onto ports than have been in the past. And of course, there's going to be a need for more trucks to move all of that extra cargo from port to, guess where, logistics facilities. And guess where we're going to need a lot more logistics facilities in the future if these big mega ships keep handling all of this port and dumping it off into the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. We're going to need more logistics facilities in the Inland Empire. And not just that. Dr. Husing says that any time now that the Benjamin Franklin and these other ships are going to start transporting cargo overseas, we're going to start to see more truck traffic on Inland Empire freeways soon, if not now.
Well, in the meantime, what we're going to have to do is deal with it. There's always a period of chaos when you get a change in technology that is this important. The hope is that we will now really start to rethink the system from beginning to end, sooner rather than later. The area with the most at stake in this are the ports, Valley and Long Beach themselves, but it's also the Inland Empire. We're like a set of barbells. You have all this activity down there, and then you have all the activity out here. And therefore, the question is, how can we conceive of having the Inland Empire situation improved? Beyond the interstate trucking reduced, how do we do something about the cargo that's going to come here, either to stay here to serve California or to be here to later serve the rest of the country in the two forms of warehousing that I've talked about? And that is where we have some serious thinking to do, because remember, about 50% of the cargo does not leave Southern California immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So the major issue that we have to really focus on is the issue of truck traffic. There is no question that is a major issue. Is it a major issue for the industry because it slows down throughput?
Mm-hmm.
It basically clogs up their timing schedules, so they want it fixed. It's a major industry for the environmental community that doesn't want to see vehicle miles traveled and congestion that are associated with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to solve the truck traffic issue.
And you're saying that the trucking industry also knows that and that they are trying to because this affects them too. It's not just us, the cars on the freeways or the pickups on the freeways that are affected by all this truck traffic.
Well, stop and think if you're forget the trucking industry itself for a minute. Think if you're a major importer. Say you're a Walmart or your Adidas or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Your cargo gets to the port. You want it. You need it. You need reliability. You need speed. And you need to reduce costs as much as you can. Those are the things that you think about as a corporation trying to get things to the public, which is demanding them. Mm-hmm. Remember, the public has got a huge responsibility for all of this, whether it's because they're ordering it online or they're ordering it, you know, or going to the store and buying
mm-hmm.
it. So they want to see the system work efficiently. The system is not going to work as efficiently as it has unless we change the form of the way the system operates. So there's going to be a lot of pressure coming from them, and they're really the ones that have the ability to probably push the system to make changes.
Next week, we're going to wrap up this series of conversations with a possible solution. Solutions that were not economically feasible up to now, but Dr. Husing says now they may be. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.